fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the August 12th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. The English Premier League kicks off a new football season Friday when the newly promoted Bees of Brentford play host to the Gunners of Arsenal. The widely popular league has a following all over the world, including many areas of Africa. Joining us now from Nigeria's commercial capital, Lagos, is Iron Mike Mbonye. Sporty greetings, Iron Mike.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. I'm in a Lagos neighborhood or suburb called Gowon Estate with some football fans, some Nigerians who support English clubs. So I'd like to ask them, seek their views and opinions on their expectations from their club in the 2021-2022 football season. Sir, I'm starting with you. May we know your name and the club you support, sir?
I'm Lam Baba. I'm a Liverpool fan.
What are your expectations from Liverpool FC in the 2021-2022 football season?
I expect my team to possibly win this season competition.
Are you expecting any new magic from your manager, Jurgen Klopp? The season he won the league and then won the UEFA Champions League. Are you expecting a repeat performance in this new football season?
Yeah, quite all right. The players are in shape, and with the synergy between the coach and the players, I think we can do much better than last season. Because last season, quite all right, nobody expected us to even be finish among the first four. But the coach has put more effort, despite the fact that some of our players have been down for almost 6 months or so. We are able to come up and finish fourth position, which means we are going to play Champions League this year.
Also on this interview session are two fans of Arsenal FC of London. Sir, kindly introduce yourself, sir.
My name is Ebitu. I'm a very strong supporter of our national football club. And
what are your expectations from Arsenal FC in the 2021-2022 football season?
Well, I will expect them to do better than the way they did last year and the previous years. Arsenal, the top four has been their best ride for quite some time. But you notice that these last two seasons, I think they were not able to even make a top six. So this season, I have a very high expectation that they will perform well because, one, the club is on a rebuilding process. With the help of the new players they have acquired and with a little hard work, I think the club will do better this season. I see them, you know, among the top four.
My name is Peter Ejiofor. I'm a diehard Arsenal fan. In fact, I can sink with them and rise with them.
Your expectations from Arsenal Football Club in the 2021-2022 football season?
I expect them to be among the first four. I know full well that due to their poor performance last season, and indeed the last two seasons, our detractors are laughing at us. But we're coming up as a rebuilt club. We're going to surprise all the clubs in EPL.
Any other thing, any other comment on Arsenal and the new football season?
Yes, we'll go beyond the first four and look forward to winning the UEFA Championship.
Sir, kindly introduce yourself and the club you support.
My name is Aminu Sanda. I'm a Chelsea diehard fan.
What are your expectations from your darling club, Chelsea Football Club, in the 2021-2022 football season?
It is already clear. It has been stated, we, despite all odds, conquered Europe. So the Premiership is going to be nothing but a piece of cake. We don't see any opposition from any team. Judging by the array of stars we have in our arsenal, So there's no opposition at all. It's done and dusted.
What makes you so optimistic that Chelsea will win the league?
It is quite clear. Winning Europe is not a small thing. The fact that we were able to surmount all challenges against all odds, I believe the Premiership is done and dusted. I would even suggest, if they can even look into the crystal glass, it's better to even just hand over the EPL to Chelsea than wasting people's time to play. Because at the end of the day, it's coming to Stamford Bridge.
My name is Ona Benjamin Uche. I support Chelsea FC.
What are your expectations from Chelsea FC for the year 2021-2022 football season?
Well, not wasting time, I know we are going to do better than any other club in England. Knowing fully well that we are the leader of Champions League, and coming back to what is going to happen in the EPL, we are going to top the EPL, and it's going to Chelsea, no doubt about that.
Are you wary of your position in the EPL? Liverpool, Man City, Man U, Eve Arsenal, and all the other names in the EPL?
We have only four teams in England, Chelsea and others.
Kindly introduce yourself and the club you support, sir.
My name is Odalo Peter. I'm a proud supporter of Manchester United.
The 2021-2022 football season of the EPL will start this weekend. What are your expectations from your club in the new season?
Personally and honestly, I would say give or take 50-50. Why? Because I'm not in support of the coach. I don't really like him. He's not experienced. So he's still shaky. Even if you have one of the best defenders right now, Varane and Maguire, Sancho being there, the midfielders, Pogba, Bruno Fernandes, all those stuff's good, but the manager himself, it's still shaky. So it's 50-50. Give or take, I see my team, ending the season at second or third. Worst case scenario, fourth.
Your name and the club you support, sir?
My name is Gregory Manuel Iri. I support Manchester United.
What are your expectations from Manchester United in the 2021-2022 football season?
I'll say, first of all, I'm not really much of a football fan, but I support Manchester United. I also say that, they made some very, very key signings, so I should expect some very good football this season.
Most worthy greetings, Sonny. I also spoke to Fisayo Dairo, chief football writer at www.acsports.com in Nigeria, on the commencement of the English Premier League this weekend.
The good thing about the Premier League in England is that it gets even better and more competitive with every passing season. With the activities done by the top clubs in this summer, you could see that lots of quality players have been added by the top three teams. You know, Manchester City have added Jack Grealish from Aston Villa, and they are a side with top quality squad. And look at Manchester United, they brought in Jadon Sancho from Borussia Dortmund and Rafael Varane from Real Madrid. These are just jigsaw in the puzzles that might easily complete them. And for Chelsea, they are bringing in Romelu Lukaku, the Belgian striker from Inter Milan, and everyone is suddenly so wary of the blue side from London. This is a side that won the Champions League last season and were in the final of the FA Cup. So if they can add Romelu Lukaku, that can add up to 20 or 25 goals a season, you could imagine what kind of team they will turn out to. So it's certainly going to be an interesting season. Everyone is ready. Everyone is buoyed once again to enjoy the best of football from that highly publicized league. And for the African contingent, we wish them the very best. Chelsea still have Hakim Ziyech and the goalkeeper, Eduardo Mendy. Manchester City still have Riyad Mahrez, one of Africa's finest. And Liverpool, although they have not done much business, they will be relying heavily on the African duo of Mohamed Salah from Egypt and Sadio Mane from Senegal. We wish them the very best, and like I said earlier on, it's certainly going to be more entertaining, more competitive, and of course, we just can't wait to get it started.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Iron Mike. That's Iron Mike Mbonye reporting from Lagos, Nigeria. Now let's go to Windsor Park in Belfast, Northern Ireland, where Chelsea beat Spain's Villarreal Wednesday 6-5 on penalty kicks in the annual UEFA Super Cup match. The game is contested by the winners of the two main European club football competitions, the UEFA Champions League and the UEFA Europa League. Chelsea of the Premier League got on the scoreboard first in the 27th minute on a goal by the Moroccan Hakim Ziyech. Hakim swept the ball into the net after a low cross from German teammate Kai Havertz. Villarreal equalized in the 73rd minute on a goal by the Spaniard Gerard Moreno. The match went into extra time with Chelsea Senegalese goalkeeper Edouard Mendy being replaced in the last minute by the Spaniard Kepa Arrizabalaga. That proved to be a key decision by Chelsea's German tactician Thomas Tuchel. Arrizabalaga saved two penalty kicks in the shootout. Once again, Chelsea beats Villarreal 6-5 on penalty kicks in the UEFA Super Cup match played at Windsor Park in Belfast, Northern Ireland.
Sporty greetings, this is Victor Osimhen, Super Eagles of Nigeria and Napoli FC forward. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Hi, I'm Kim Lewis, moderator for Issues in the News. Join me and a panel of journalists as we discuss the top stories of the week, including a report by the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center finds the U.S., India, and Brazil suffered the most cases of COVID-19 since the pandemic began. Listen to Issues in the News this Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we can all help fight the corona pandemic by wearing face masks that cover our mouths and nose when we are in crowded places or areas. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest news on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm VOA Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Ating Mo of Team USA was one of the breakout stars at the recent Tokyo Olympics in Japan. The 19-year-old Mo was born in Trenton, New Jersey, the daughter of South Sudanese parents who immigrated to the United States. In Tokyo, Ating won gold in the women's 800 meters race. In the final, she went right to the front and led the entire race. Ating crossed the line in 1 minute and 55.21 seconds. That's an American national record. It was also the first Olympic gold medal for the USA in the 800 meters in 53 years. I checked my official Sunny Side of Sports Olympic history book, and Madeline Manning won gold for Team USA in the 800 meters at the 1968 Mexico City Olympics. But getting back to Ating Mo, she talks about going out front in the women's final in Tokyo.
Taking the lead and make sure I got the break was just best for me, just because I think it just got me out of the mix, I guess you could say. So I wasn't too worried about who was around me, just knowing that I, you know, got to the break first.
Ating Mo also describes her mindset as she ran to an Olympic gold medal.
The whole entire race, I was just focused on being conscious of what was going on around me. You know, if anything happened, I was going to attack it with whoever, you know, was making that move. I was going to be prepared and ready to go.
In terms of her Olympic preparation, Ating Mo says she got stronger.
I started going to the weight room. Never, ever, ever have I been in the weight room before college. This is the first year I've done it, so I think I got a little bit of gains. But second, I think it was training with, you know, a group of athletes.
That's Olympic 800 meters champion Ating Mo of Team USA. And she was speaking in Tokyo, Japan. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music.
Wake up, dance this music.
Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and the artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Thanks, David. That's David Vandy, the host of the VOA's African Beat music show. Still on the Olympic beat, Puerto Rican hurdler Jasmine Camacho Quinn cleared some historic barriers at the Tokyo Olympics. In this sunny side of sports Olympic highlight, VOA's Gwen Uten tells us more. Sporty Olympic greetings, Gwen.
Sporty Olympic greetings, Sonny. Jasmine Camacho Quinn won gold for Puerto Rico for only the second time in its history and for the first time in track and field. She set a new Olympic record in the 100-meter hurdles in the semifinals. And despite ultimately finishing with a time of 12.37 seconds, Camacho Quinn told Reuters News she gave herself a quick critique before her gold-winning performance finally sunk in.
At first, I was upset because I hit the hurdle, but I'm like, we're at the Olympics, and you just want a gold medal, like, and it hit me there. I was like, I just want an Olympic gold medal, like, that's something huge. And I waited 5 years for this, so, I mean, the feeling is, you can't really describe it, honestly. It's just, like, a lot of excitement.
This year marks Camacho Quinn's second appearance at the Olympic Games, and hitting a hurdle would have been a devastating case of history repeating itself. She literally crashed out of the semifinals at the Rio Games in 2016 after she missed a hurdle and was disqualified. It's been 5 years since she had the chance to run in an Olympic final, and the 24-year-old says she arrived in Tokyo with the memory of Rio behind her.
Like, I came here not playing games. Like, I just broke the Olympic record. And, you know, you only have a chance every four, this time 5 years, but usually every 4 years to do that. And I did it. My name's up there. it's an amazing feeling, though, just to be able to come out here and break the Olympic record and win the gold medal.
Camacho Quinn is a native of the U.S. state of South Carolina, born to parents who competed in track and field in college. Her father is African-American, but ahead of the Rio Games, Camacho Quinn made the decision to represent Puerto Rico at the Olympics in honor of her maternal roots.
Me being, I'm mixed, I let it be known, I have that choice. Like, I have that choice to represent. If I wanted to represent the U.S., I could. I want to represent Puerto Rico, I can, which I did. You know, but this is me representing a smaller country that's a part of me, and this gives a lot of kids hopes, and there's a lot of people like me out there that, you know, is mixed or grew up in the States, and, you know, we know our Puerto Rican roots, though. So, you know, like, I had the option. I chose Puerto Rico, and that's what it is.
And Camacho Quinn has a message for all young athletes in countries around the world.
Any athlete, it doesn't matter what sport that you do, when you step out there, give it your all, you know, and that's really it. Like, you have to be dedicated to what you do. Stay true to yourself.
Standing alongside Camacho Quinn on the podium was American Kenny Harrison, who won the silver medal. Harrison is the current world record holder in the women's 100-meter hurdles.
I'm Kendra Harrison. I'm the 100 hurdle world record holder for Team USA, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
And Megan Tapper won bronze for the country of Jamaica. And in case you're wondering why Puerto Rico does not compete under Team USA, since 1948, the International Olympic Committee has recognized the U.S. territory as a separate entity from the United States, and Puerto Rico is considered to be a country in Olympic competitions. And that is all from me, Sonny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uden.
Sporty greetings. This is Sunday Olise, former captain and coach of the Super Eagles of Nigeria. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, Sunday. Our VOA Olympic fans will remember Sunday Olise won a gold medal with Nigeria at the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta, here in the USA.
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world. Tune in and interact live with us here in Washington, D.C.
Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Thanks, Carol. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Well, Olympic fans in Uganda had reason to cheer during the Tokyo Games. Team Uganda had its best ever Olympic showing, winning 4 medals, 2 gold, 1 silver, and 1 bronze. Parith Chemitai became the first Ugandan woman to win a medal at the Olympics. She won gold in the women's 3,000-meter steeplechase.
My name is Jesha Cheptegei of Uganda.
And Uganda's world record holder at both 5,000 meters and 10,000 meters, Joshua Cheptegei, won medals in both of those events. Joshua won Olympic gold at 5,000 meters and Olympic silver at 10,000 meters. And let's not forget Jacob Kiplimo. The young Ugandan won a bronze medal at 10,000 meters. Now, the men's 10,000 meters race took place on the first full day of athletics action at the Olympics. In this Sunny Side of Sports Olympic highlight, let's look back. But ladies first, South African swimmer Tatjana Schoenmaker made a big splash in the Olympic pool on Friday. She set a world record in winning her country's first gold medal in Tokyo. The AP's Denny Kapp reports.
The women's 200-meter breaststroke turned out to be the highlight. South African Tatjana Schoenmaker set a world record, posting a swim of just under 2 minutes and 19 seconds.
It didn't feel real to actually break a 2:19. 2:19 has been in the record books for so long. No one has really broken it, so for me in my head, it was just like if I could get to that time that I swam in the heats and the semis, I would have been so happy, and I was when I saw the 2:19. It couldn't have been a better race. It was really just such a tough race, and we were all racing to do well, and Yeah, I have no. It just still doesn't sink in, so maybe one day.
American Lily King finished less than a second behind her, earning the silver in one of the best swims of her life.
I just wanted to go out fast and see if I could hang on, and I haven't watched the race yet, but I feel like I did, so good enough for a silver medal and a best time, so I'm really happy.
And her teammate Annie Laser surprised the field by snagging the bronze. Ryan Murphy earned Team USA's only other medal, a silver in the men's 200-meter backstroke. I'm Denny Kapp.
Thanks, Denny. On the Olympic track Friday, Team Ethiopia and Team Uganda won their first medals at the Tokyo Games in the men's 10,000 meters race. Ethiopia's Selemon Barega won the gold in a time of 27 minutes and 43.22 seconds. And the Ugandans, Joshua Cheptegei and Jacob Kiplimo, won the silver and bronze, respectively. Now, Cheptegei is the world record holder at 10,000 meters, but as an indicator of how tactical Olympic finals can be, Joshua's time in Tokyo of 27 minutes and 43.63 seconds was more than a minute and a half slower than his world record.
My name is Shida Lane, a Ugandan 400 meters Olympian at this year's Olympics. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thank you.
Thank you, Shida.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
Thanks, Steve. That's my VOA colleague, Steve Miller. Well, here's some food for thought. What can we learn from Olympians in terms of their diet? Another VOA colleague, Carol Pearson, tries to answer that question for us.
Top athletes spend countless hours training their bodies, no matter what sport they choose. And to be able to count on reaching their peak performance, they need energy that comes from the right nutrition. Dr. David Creel is both a psychologist and a registered dietitian with Cleveland Clinic in Ohio.
So what this means is generally a diet rich in carbohydrates, which gives them the preferred fuel for their muscles and their brain when they exercise. And they want protein to help repair muscles and sometimes build muscle, and fats, which are important for vitamin absorption and just to feel full after meals.
Here are some lessons Creel says we can take from Olympians. They purposely pick foods that are going to benefit them both physically and mentally. And we can do that too. Think lean proteins, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and healthy fats like avocados, nuts, and olive oil. Creel says these athletes are also good about timing their meals and choosing snacks to help them reach peak performance. We can do that by not skipping meals and eating everything in moderation. And finally, Creel says top athletes always make sure to drink enough water and get enough sleep.
Rest is important for both athletes and non-athletes. It really sets the stage for how we eat. They really go hand in hand. So for instance, if someone doesn't sleep well, they get up late, they skip breakfast, they make poor choices throughout the day, or they may overeat late at night. And when they overeat late at night, they don't sleep well. And this vicious cycle just continues day after day.
Even though we may not be top athletes, following this routine will give us the energy we need to do our best, both mentally and physically. Carol Pearson, VOA News.
And that wraps up the August 12th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. And a quick programming note. Dan Friedel will be hosting Friday's program. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.